Well, Rob, I've been putting on events now for over 30 years, and I think sometimes when you think you've done it all, something comes along that's unique, that strikes your fancy. And I got a phone call from Peter Parris and Sparrow Rogers from down in that area saying that they had acquired the permit to conduct the road race again over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and would I be interested in maybe working with them on it. So I immediately jumped on that and said yes. I do have some experience down in that area putting on an event over a bridge, and that is about 10 years ago I helped the Virginia Beach Neptune Festival put on the Trigon Bay Bridge marathon over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and tunnel. So that lasted for a few years, but now I'm excited to be back to do something very similar with the good folks down there.
Now, there are people who are afraid to drive across the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. What will make it an attractive place to run?
Well, again, there are so many road races out there. There's such a proliferation of events now, you know, all kinds of different things to challenge people or to give them some kind of unique angle, a twist. Obviously, with no sidewalks on their bridge, you can't walk over it on an everyday basis. So this gives them the one and only opportunity to sort of cover the distance by foot, whether it's running or walking. And it was such a huge attraction years ago that we're excited to bring it back. And you can tell by the registrations to date that the community at large is extremely interested in seeing it come back again also.
Yeah, the registration of the public doesn't open until November 9th of this year, but you already have some runners who have signed up, and it's quite a number, right?
Yeah, the owners of the event sort of opened it up on a limited basis early on a few months ago, and on a one-day basis on walk-up applications. And the first day, they got 2,500 people approximately to register, and then they did it again and got close to another 2,500. So by the time we officially open to the general public, there'll be at least 5,000 people who have already pre-registered for the event. So that bodes well for their goal of attracting close to 20,000 people in this first year for this particular event.
Is this going to be a charity run, or are we running for a cause?
There will be, to be determined, three or four different beneficiaries of the event that will be named soon. Hasn't been decided upon as of yet, but certainly there'll be significant monies raised, as there usually is with events of this magnitude. Mass participatory athletic events tend to help those who are less fortunate, and this will be no different.
As the Boston Marathon director, I understand you ran the course 11 days after the bombing earlier this year, and there were other runners who finished their race to sort of take back the course. I wanted, just for your own personal experience, what was it like running the course in late April of this year?
Well, typically, you know, I've run the marathon over 40 times in a row now, Boston, and about 26 years ago, I was off the job to direct it, and it was a difficult decision to run in it or to run it, and my motto has always been my game, my rules, so I took the job, directed it that day, and then I decided to go back out at night and run the course by myself, which I did and finished at about 11 o'clock at night, and I've been doing that now for the last 26 years, and I was actually out at the start, ready to get going on my late-day run myself when the incident occurred, and I got the phone call and got right back to Boston and helped the rest of the team, you know, deal with the situation and with all the runners to make sure that they were okay. And then I just waited about 11 days until everything got settled a little bit and decided I have to put closure on my event, too, on my day. So I went back out, sort of snuck out one Friday morning and covered the course with a friend and finished up my 41st running of the Boston Marathon 11 days later.
In the case of the Boston Marathon, are you hearing from runners who have said, I can't do this anymore because of what happened?
Personally, I haven't heard from one that's of that mindset. If anything, it's just the opposite. This obviously sort of brought significant solidarity to the sport. Not that there wasn't a lot to begin with, but there's more of that even today. races are selling out at record pace. The industry is really almost seeing its second or third running boom right now. People just feel that not going to have their running freedom denied. So if anything, it's the opposite is happening to what I think those who inflicted this pain intended.
Back to the Bay Bridge run. It is next year. Registration starts November 9th. You've got people who have signed up. Anything else you want to tell us about the run?
I think the main thing is I think the race in and of itself won't be overly operationally challenging because it's almost 4.5 miles is on a bridge straight ahead. It's more going to be about the logistics of the traffic and the parking and the transportation. So that's the thing that we're working on a lot right now, just to make sure that it's convenient for people, that they can get to where they need to go on time, and that we can transport them, you know, to and from the venue. So those are the logistical challenges, especially with a field size of approximately 20,000 that we're expecting, that we're working hard on right now. So, but, you know, all signs point that the event could sell out. So I would suggest anyone who's truly interested in participating to register early, or we'd hate to think that they'll get closed out of this
right.
unique event.
We'll have the online registration link at WBAL.com, and I understand that starts at midnight on November 9th of this year, or just after midnight on Saturday, November 9th of this year. And I got to ask one more question just on a personal note. Somebody who does a lot of 5Ks wants to move up to a 10K. What do I need to do to get my 10K pace ready?
Well, it's like anything else in life. It's all about, number one, wanting to do so. Number two, making the commitment. Number three, earning the right to do it. Number four, being patient with it. And so it's a function of chipping away. If you have a ability to run 5K, then you know you've got at least half the distance covered. So it's a matter of adding on to that progressively, creating a training schedule between now and then to be able to effectively cover the distance. Obviously, if you can cover the distance or close to it in your training, then doing it on race day should be no challenge whatsoever. It's just a lot of times it's about running with friends. It's a good social activity. The entertainment value of this is second to none, and it's always about feeling good about yourself. That's what I've said about this industry in general, is that it's not as much about competition anymore. It's about participation, setting a goal, achieving it, and going home feeling good about yourself.
Dave McGilvray, thank you so much for joining us on WBAL. Don't forget, the Bay Bridge 10K is on November 9th of 2014. Dave, thanks for joining us from Boston. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care, sir.